The award ceremony was the culmination of an intense week. The 40 finalists were queried by judges and the public. They met with scientists and politicians, and President Obama welcomed them to the White House.
I just met the president, and I think no words can really describe it.
He talked about math and science education in the United States, so I think there's a lot of hope for the future.
I mean, he told us to go in this afternoon and try to invent something, so I guess he has a lot of faith in our abilities.
These high achievers were whittled down from nearly 2,000 contestants nationwide. Wendy Hawkins is executive director of the Intel Foundation, the sponsor of the event. She says the 40 finalists represent excellence across many disciplines.
These students bring work that is ready for publication and in many cases has already been published. And pretty much any branch of science that you can think of, physics, electrical engineering, and the projects are deep and rich and insightful.
Those projects displayed on poster boards contribute serious new scientific data and analysis. Take Selena Lee's research, for example. The 17-year-old first-generation Chinese-American is working on a more effective treatment for liver cancer.
It is a huge problem in Asia and in Africa. And the problem with liver cancer is that the 5-year survival rate is only about 10%, whereas for other cancers, it's around 80% or more. So there's a major lack of viable treatments for liver cancer. So I really wanted to look into that field.
Lee began that quest 4 years ago. She found a mentor at the University of California who taught her how to design and execute experimental work in the laboratory.
I researched a new approach to targeting liver cancer by basically starving the liver cancer cells to death while leaving normal cells unaffected. And to go one step further, I blocked a survival pathway to make the treatment more effective.
Lee placed fifth in the Intel Science Talent Search with a $30,000 award. She says the work was time-consuming, but she has no regrets.
Despite the multiple times I've had to stay at the lab until 12 or come in before school to do my experiments, I think that it was an incredibly rewarding experience. Despite all of the frustrations, I think that I've gotten a lot out of my research experience, and I encourage other people to do the same.
Scott Boisvert agrees. He's from a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. At 14, he approached the University of Arizona to request time in their laboratory. Over the course of 4 years, he refined a project studying a fungus linked to the decline of amphibians across the globe.
It's actually the largest mass extinction since the dinosaurs, and so there's been many problems because of it. And what I was looking to do was trying to see if different chemistry in the environment and different chemicals and substances in the water across Arizona could potentially kill the fungus and stop its spread and infection of the amphibians.
Boisvert collected and tested the water samples.
My results were able to identify a list of chemicals that were significant in the growth and the movement of the fungus.
Boisvert says his research has been accepted for publication in a professional science journal. He hopes his findings help guide habitat conservation managers around the world. At the Intel Science Talent Search, the work earned him a 10th place finish and a $20,000 award.
It's really been an incredible opportunity for me and really kind of the capstone of all that I've been able to research and do in high school.
Boisvert and Lee both plan to be physicians and medical researchers. Intel Science Talent Search Foundation Executive Director Wendy Hawkins says their achievements remind us what high school students can achieve.
All of these students are, in fact, scientists. They have those abilities, that knowledge, and that approach to looking at the world. So these students go on and do wonderful things in ways that are both expected and unexpected.
Hawkins says the gifted students also serve as examples for others to follow and represent the next generation of innovators who will shape America's future. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.